It's not too early to start thinking about summer camp. The Rock and Roll Camp for Girls movement had its start in Portland, Oregon almost 15 years ago. These camps have spread all over the world, including around Los Angeles. Allison Wolf introduces us to a new girl rock camp that started in an unlikely part of town.
Southeast Los Angeles is nestled between the 110, 105, and the 710 and 5 freeways. It's a working-class area that's been off the radar of the arts and culture scene in L.A. But a punk rocker who goes by the name Marine has been trying to change that. This year, she and other like-minded women kick-started Chicas Rockeras of Southeast Los Angeles, based in Huntington Park. Their version of the camp is entirely homegrown.
One of the main reasons I wanted to have a camp closer or in Southeast Los Angeles was because I wish I had something like Rock Camp when I was growing up, and I know for a fact my parents would not drive me to Cape Town. I was just thinking of all the other kids that I knew. I was thinking of my nieces. I was thinking of all the other working class families that just don't, that's not accessible for them. Even their theme song alone, it's bilingual. It's the same lyrics in English and Spanish. And I remember even the first day of camp introducing the camp song to the girls when I said, if you speak English, cool. If you speak Spanish, cool.
I saw a poster for Chicas Rockeras and the name intrigued me, you know, like girl rockers, and the fact that it was in Spanish.
Lead singer and volunteer Alice Bagg has been on stage since the early days of LA punk in the late 70s. She volunteers at the camp.
Because I grew up in East LA, so I wanted to give back to my community. And so even though I was somewhat unsure that I had the expertise to go in and teach, I felt like I had to push myself to give something back.
In addition to volunteers like Alice Bagg, the camp runs entirely on donations. It offers sliding scale tuition and scholarships to its campers who range in age from 8 to 17. They have 1 week to learn an instrument, form a band, write an original song, and perform it at a public showcase. Most adult musicians don't even work that quickly. Alice Bagg says she wants the girls to feel self-confident and free.
You know, they could make themselves big, they could spread their arms out, they could hold the microphone up, they could yell if they wanted to yell. It's very exciting to watch young girls find that voice and that power.
The camp can be intimidating at first. Marine says some campers have breakdowns, but they also have breakthroughs.
Girls are often made to feel small, to not be loud, to not take up space, to make themselves as small as possible.
Volunteer Myra Cortez remembers a camper who signed up to be a drummer.
But was scared to be loud. Like, she almost had a fear of the snare drum. She couldn't really hit. It was like the quietest little snare sound in the world. And that was day one. And little by little, as the day went by, she got louder and louder and louder. And by the showcase, she was like full blast.
So imagine being 10, coming into camp and being told, yes, you can, over and over again, being celebrated for your mistakes, given a high five, or even being encouraged to yell into a mic. It's overwhelming.
While they learn music, campers also develop life and community building skills.
You can take that into other situations in your life where you feel like, if I work with these other women, we can really accomplish things, not just music.
You know, we're trying to take over the world one rock camp at a time.
Allison Wolf, Annenberg Radio News.